given what we've had, this reversal from the best year Feds have ever had in the ever in 2009 to 2010, when you start off with a two-year federal pay freeze, the things they're looking at now on the Hill, very seriously, some of them are old ideas, but given the deficit situation, they're looking at them very seriously. One of them is to go from the high three-year average salary system to start using the highest five-year average salary to compute annuities. Doesn't sound like a big deal, but it would reduce a typical future federal worker's annuity, what they had planned on getting, anywhere from several hundred to several thousand dollars a year. And, of course, that's for life. So that's, imagine it's $1,500, $2,000 a year less than you expected to get for life. You have proposals to have them pay a larger share of their health insurance premium by going to vouchers. And eventually, over time, instead of paying about 20% of their health premiums, which they do now, feds could wind up paying more than 50%. And that's substantial, as we know, given the increase in medical inflation. You were talking before the show about this new Coburn bill that would change the federal retirement system.
Coburn, Senators Richard Burr from North Carolina and Tom Coburn from Oklahoma.
Right.
It's called the Public-Private Employee Retirement Act of 2011. It was just introduced. So this is very early in the process.
Very early in the process. And it sort of follows, mirrors what's happening in a number of states where they're cutting back the defined benefit portion. This would tackle the FERS, the Federal Employees Retirement System, which covers about 75% of the people who are currently working. And what it would do, it would reduce the government's defined guaranteed benefit by a certain amount, and maybe increase the value of the thrift savings plan, the amount of money people could put in, or the government contribution to it. But the bottom line is, it would be more like a private sector retirement system, in that you would have to kick in more, considerably more, in order to get the same benefit that you're now guaranteed.
And it's interesting, because as I've been reading stories and talking to folks at the state and local market space, they are actually looking at the FERS and the way the federal government was able to change things, bring in a TSP plan as almost a model for what states want to do. States much more dependent on those defined benefit pension essentially.
That's right. And the thing that's important, it's a good point. The thing to remember, too, is people have been looking at government versus government,
right,
state versus local versus federal. But when you look at it, government versus private sector, people in the private sector, their retirement plans, if they even have one, can't begin to approach what the federal government or state and county governments offer, you know, the defined benefits and that. So everybody is looking at this as a very serious proposal, and the next couple of months, I sort of say weeks, but certainly the next couple of months are going to let us know which of these deficit proposals will be getting close to being law. And in the past, federal unions and whatnot counted a lot on the Democrats to help them head off things like this. But bear in mind, the two-year pay freeze idea came from President Obama.
Right. Yeah, although he was being pressured for, there was talk of a three-year pay freeze.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah.
2 years was actually the more moderate position.
Well, that was his deficit commission, his bipartisan deficit reduction commission recommended 3. You're right. And now some people on the Hill, I mean, they're pulling numbers. This sounds like a bingo game, but they're pulling numbers out of the hat. Somebody says 5 years, and somebody says 10 days of furlough. Somebody says 12. Somebody says, hey, let's make it 30. I mean, they're just all kinds of crazy numbers, but the movement is up there.
And what I've seen on state and local, again, the state and local space, is a lot of discussion about a lot of feds and government employees across the board able to retire and essentially get second jobs, so they're able to take their benefits and then still earn. So you're getting two salaries.
That's not
a bad gig. It makes people upset, angry.
Well, in the Washington area, too, federal workers are extremely valuable, former federal workers, because you have an annuity, so salary may not be a major factor or the major factor getting a second job. You have health insurance, which is gold to a private sector employer if he or she doesn't have to provide you, another employee, with health insurance. And also in the Washington area in particular, so many people have security clearances now.
Yeah.
And an awful lot of people, you know them, I know them, they've retired from Secret Service, DEA, FBI, Homeland Security, and they immediately go into the private sector doing some sort of very, very valuable consulting work, or they may even come back into government in a different agency.
What's the likelihood that any of these? I mean, we talked about the Burr-Coburn proposal to change the benefits, a defined benefit portion just announced. So it has a long way to go through to make its way. What's the chance that something is going to come out at the other end?
The pay freeze really burned me because if you had told me a year ago, year plus, that they were going to freeze federal pay for 2 years, I would have laughed for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I think since that happened and given the intense interest in what's going on in all of the states, you know, Wisconsin, Ohio, California, New York, you have a Democratic governor. California, you have a Democratic governor. And the situation in Florida, and looking the front page of the Washington Post today, our own near and dearly beloved Montgomery County, they're going after the pensions there of county and local workers. So I wouldn't say no. Normally I'd say this is just a scare tactic, but I don't know.
And it's so hard to predict because there's so many pieces up in the air. And my sense is there's really a concern overall that we have to start doing something because the deficit numbers are just so astronomical anymore.
Well, the thing I found, and I don't claim to have my finger on the pulse of the federal workforce, but an awful lot of people, based on the emails we've gotten, and again, these are people that are motivated enough to send you an email.
Right.
But the most of the emails that I got said, okay, I'll take the pay freeze. I don't like it. I don't deserve it, but I'll take it as my share of the national debt. But this coming along to tamper with their annuities, with their pensions, it is outraged people. It has frightened people. And they're literally emailing me in and saying, I'm having trouble sleeping at night with the prospect of this. And that's why I hate to hype it, but it is out there.
And I think folks are very nervous about it.
Tomorrow on your turn show, if I can plug it, at 10 a.m. My leadoff guests are Steve Watkins, who's editor of the Federal Times, and Steve Losey, who is a senior writer. And they're going to be talking about it from their perspective. You know, they're on the Hill and they're all over this, and they have the same clientele we do. And they're going to be looking at it from a very objective view. And also, Steve Losey has promised to drop a news bombshell, but he won't tell me what it is.